your business is going to crash. There's too many things between you and the business. A successful experience and the customer. There's too many barriers.
Gotcha.
I don't say people have bad ideas as entrepreneurs. This seems tough, though. The frustration will be there will be many days where you don't have all 30 teachers.
That's definitely like one of the barriers.
There's a lot of barriers. So is someone waiting around the school for the order to come in?
That's me. I'm the delivery person on all that good stuff.
So you've been doing it about a month and a half now.
Yeah, about a month and a half. Yeah, we pivoted to a school.
How much money has it made?
We haven't made any money yet.
At all?
At all, not yet.
So no one in the school has ordered from you?
Not yet.
So are you waiting at the school for someone to order?
No, so they'll put their order in. So what we do is we have a window.
They're not putting their order in, actually.
Right, but.
You suck, your business sucks, and you'll never be successful. How many people paid you $5,000? You never lied to anybody? Okay, real quick. Anything you see in here? It's over, bro. What's your belief system? You're married, yes? To a woman? Or you let your wife wear pants? When I ask you for something and you don't give it to me, are you knowing that you're lying to me?
Lying?
You cannot move being this comfortable. But you be in the crib and your drawers just like, hey, yo. My job is to make you fail. My job is to make you quit. My job is to make you cry. But if you survive it, success is on the other side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good. Tell me what you do, man.
So I'm a CEO and founder of a company called Rush the Line. And Rush the Line, it solves the problem of congestions of getting large groups, food, in small spaces.
Large groups, food, in small places. Explain that.
Absolutely. So I got to explain where we came from first. So we ran an unconventional pilot in the airport. And we called it unconventional because I got laid off in 2021.
Where were you working?
I was working at an IT firm in Buckhead, and I bought tickets to get through security in the airport to get past security.
You bought tickets?
Yeah.
To get past security?
In the airport.
You could do that?
Yeah, I did.
How do you do that? But it's not TSA.
Nah, I just went through skip lag. You know, went through Southwest, the different flight apps, bought them for like 5 months straight, 6 months straight, just to test our MVP to see if we even had interest in what we were doing.
Hold on, I don't understand. You can get a ticket.
An airline ticket. I was buying flight tickets.
You buy a flight.
Yeah.
But you're saying the flight that you bought, you were able to skip through the line?
I was able to skip. Well, just go through security. All I wanted to do was just get through security.
How was that possible?
Just bought tickets, just like I was going on a flight, but I never got on any other flights.
Oh, I mean, you still have to wait in line to get past TSA.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I had clear secure, so I was skipping, you know, through the main line.
Yeah, okay. Hold on real quick, bro. You'll buy a ticket to get on a plane just so that you can get into the airport.
But I wasn't getting on the flights, though.
What were you doing?
I was testing our MVP. So we built a mobile app to deliver food to flight attendants in the airport from restaurants inside the airport.
You built an app to deliver food to flight attendants in the airport.
So like the Uber Eats for the airport.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The ladies that sit at the front desk.
Well, those are gate agents.
Gate agents. So not the gate agents.
Well, we ended up eventually adding them on as a market segment, yes. But first we were focused on flight attendants because they have the crazy pain points. So one, they either have to wait and stand in line to get the food, or they don't have time in between the round robin flights. And if they do have time to get food, then there's only one concourse that has food for flight attendants, and that's on Concourse A. So if they land on Concourse T, then they have to find someone to go back to see if they have food in the lounge, and if they don't, then it's pretty much a lost cause, or they either have to wait to the next city that they fly to.
So if they land in Concourse C,
mm-hmm.
they can't just go to Chick-fil-A in Concord City?
They can, but I mean, you think about Hartsville, it's 275,000 people that travel through every single day. So if they're doing a round robin trip to where they have to go from South Carolina, from Concourse T to Concourse C, and they have to be on that flight for, you know, boarding and all that stuff, we met them at the gate. So sometimes they would even place their orders if they were flying from another city, and we would be waiting at the gate from a restaurant that they chose from our platform and deliver the food to them.
How many – is this a big market of people that need this?
So after doing a lot of the market analysis, and then I'll switch you back to where we are now. So there's 60,000 people that work in Hartsville. Mm-hmm. We first started
with not at the same time.
Not at the same time, of course. We started with flight attendants. And then once flight attendants start kind of spreading the word, each day I was in the airport, I was in there passing out flyers, just talking to them. We had to fly a little bit under the radar because we didn't want them to, you know, figure out what we were doing, the airport. But I had some mentors in the airport that kind of knew what we were doing, but I just kind of flew under the radar. Every day that I was in there, I would pass out flyers to kind of get them on board, let them know about the platform, let them know that, hey, you can order from these restaurants that we have on our platform and we deliver it at the time that you say. So on our platform, we did a window. It was only me.
How long you been doing this?
Well, we started in 2019, but we ran the pilot in 2021.
How much money does it make?
How much money does it make right now? So we've actually pivoted. We pivoted to teachers in school systems right now. So we haven't really made a lot of money right now.
You're telling me the whole story about the airport. That's not the business?
It's kind of the business.
That didn't seem like a good idea while you were sharing it.
Okay.
You didn't get a whole lot of people buying that, right? Because you just grabbed something to eat. I mean.
Right. But the pain points of like flight attendants, of course, they have different schedules. Mm-hmm. And if they land in the airport and they don't have anything to eat, then they either have to wait until they get to the next city.
But it's not a big enough demographic of people who are in that particular situation.
Right. But
let's fast forward to your actual business.
Where we are today.
I'm thinking this about to be. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Where we are today, we pivoted to teachers in schools and faculty and staff in school systems.
Yep.
So we are partner with Atlanta Public Schools, partner with Fulton County Schools. We have a pilot program going on at Roswell High School. We have another pilot program.
To bring them food.
Yes.
Like DoorDash.
Yep.
Or Uber.
Absolutely. But the reason why we're focused on school systems is because they've started banning Uber Eats, DoorDash, and all those delivery services from coming onto the campuses because of security issues.
Okay.
So we partnered with APS, Fulton County, to bring them food delivery to throughout the school day for faculty and staff.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you have one school and whatever teachers order, you just go get it and.
Right. So we have two schools. We have two schools and a baseball team. Mm-hmm. Same thing with athletics. Pain points are still the same. Parents have to figure out what to go get their child before practices or game day. Sometimes it's not the best nutritionist option. So we partner with a couple of healthy restaurants in the city that's around that location, and we bring them food delivery to the baseball team or to faculty and staff throughout the school
day. And how long ago did you pivot to this?
We actually started in January. Well,
a month ago.
December, January.
Is it making money?
It will. Not right now, but I feel like, I mean, it will. It will. Because the goal is, and that's the reason why I brought swag, is because those are our recruiting tools. So when I go to school systems, I take maybe
a mug? Like,
yeah, take coffee mugs with our QR codes on there. Because teachers drink coffee. So that QR code's linked directly to our order platform. We don't have a app yet because we want to focus on getting customers and getting traction. So we don't want to put a whole bunch of money into building the app right now.
So is someone waiting around the school for the order to come in?
That's me. I'm the delivery person on all that good stuff.
So you've been doing it about a month and a half now.
Yeah, about a month and a half. Yeah, we pivoted to a school.
How much money has it made?
We haven't made any money yet.
At all?
At all, not yet.
So no one in the school has ordered from you?
Not yet.
So are you waiting at the school for someone to order?
No. So they'll put their order in. So what we do is we have a window.
They're not putting their order in, actually.
Right. But. Right. Not yet.
Ideally.
Ideally.
Not one person is ordered.
Not yet. No. Not yet. So we have a window that we're sticking to. We want to do food delivery. We know teachers, one, they don't make a whole bunch of money. And we know that they don't have a lot of disposable income. So our goal is to provide food delivery at least twice a month to them, maybe like the 1st and the 15th. So we have a window open for an entire week to where they can place their orders in, but we only do food delivery in collective delivery. So
you've got to get all the teachers to put in their order at different places,
one place.
So the teachers all have to collectively agree that at this time we're going to order from this particular restaurant. Of who's choosing?
Well, the one that's on our platform is no choosing.
So all of these people have to decide that they want to order this food from this particular restaurant that you think is good.
Absolutely. And that's in a radius that's located close to the school. Because, I mean, you think about it, right? You think about the pain points that teachers have to go through to get food. Now, since the Uber Eats DoorDash is taken away from them, either they have to have someone to bring the food up, either they have to send someone to go out to go get it, they have to find their car, maybe even lose their parking space, possibly even be late to coming back to work. And security is a big thing on campuses.
What school is it?
Roswell High School and North Springs baseball team.
Roswell High School.
Mm-hmm.
How many teachers are at Roswell High School, you think?
114
teachers
mm-hmm.
are there,
mm-hmm.
not including substitutes.
Not including substitutes or other staff.
What percentage of these 114 teachers are you thinking are going to order it?
So our goal is to only get 30 orders every time they order. So 70 orders a month.
So you're banking on about 40% of the school times, 40, let's say, 40%, 30%, 30%, not even 30, it's too much. 20-something percent, 25%, 114 times 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so about 25%. You're looking for 25% of the school to order with you.
Absolutely.
In this particular time frame,
yep.
all at the same time.
It don't have to be at the same time. It doesn't have to be at the same time. We leave the platform open as long as they place their orders in by the day before, and then we deliver it the day after.
But then everybody has to put their order at the same time, the day before.
Well, they can order up until, they don't have to put it in all at the same time. They can order Monday. No, they can order all week if they want to.
So hold on, your whole premise is hoping that someone's going to want something on Friday, but they order it on Monday what's the restaurant that
serves? Clean Eats.
Clean Eats.
Mm-hmm.
What they got?
Healthy nutrition bowls, wraps, salads, meal prep options as well.
Yeah, but the teacher will just meal prep themselves.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't want the mundane things that they cook. They want something different.
Yeah, but to plan it a week in advance, I think I'm going to want it Friday.
But see, it's no different than like someone from the staff ordering or catering for a specific day. But they just have the option to choose this restaurant or Clean Eats for just that one specific day. I mean, you think about it, teachers only get paid one time a month. So they may have to plan out their meals, something like a meal prep option as well. So they have to plan out their meals, how much money they're going to spend. So we make sure that we stay in between a certain price point that they can order, make sure that it's there at the time that they order it, because one of the main problems.
This kind of sounds like an enhanced pizza day. Remember, you'd have to everybody bring a dollar.
There you go.
And we know pizza day is Friday. Everybody bring their dollar, and you get a slice of pizza and a soda. I don't know if grown folks gonna be into that.
I understand that.
Look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak. You can be quiet. You don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her, I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet is kept. Most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
I mean, they so when we tell them about it, right, they're
you
like,
think this is a game-changing idea?
I feel like definitely, because there's so many barriers to getting other food ordered. Either they have to wait or wait till they get off work or not have anything at all. But they do send people.
Or on their, the teachers leave on their lunch? Can they?
That's one of the pain points. So if they end up leaving, then they have to go find their car. Think about if it's a large campus, then they got to find their car in hopes that no one would take their parking space. And then two, go to the restaurant, wait in line to get their food, possibly even be late to coming back to work. There's a lot of number of things that can happen from the school to the restaurant that could make them late.
DoorDash is banned at all schools?
Any food delivery platform is banned from coming to Atlanta Public Schools and Fulton County Schools.
Really?
Yep, because the students was ordering. And
I'd imagine
that. Yeah, the students were ordering. They can't vet those drivers. I mean, think about different security measures that's going on. So,
ooh, if you have faith in this thing, I think it's going to work.
I definitely have.
I
faith
just
in
don't
it.
See it. I don't see it. I just don't see it being a viable option because you have to have. Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, and how much money could you make?
$1.8 billion.
Huh?
$1.8 billion.
Let's say each school is 25. Let's say we have 25%, which would be 30 teachers. They pay for their food. How much extra do you make on top of each order?
So our goal is to stay between a $15 price point, get them to order twice a month.
They spend $15.
$15, right. $35 delivery fee flat because we're delivering in bulk.
For this whole school?
For the whole school. $35.35.
Hold on, bro. Mm-hmm. You're gonna deliver twice a month, right?
Twice a month.
Which means each school you make $70?
No, because we get paid on service fees. Then we pay our delivery drivers $30 out of that $35 that we're that they're charged for delivery fees. So we get paid off our service fees. And that's based off of the quantity.
You get paid off the $5 out of the $35.
Five, right. Out of the delivery fee, yes.
Okay. Let's say we max out. Oh, gosh. So we max out 30 people. Let's just say 35. Then that means each teacher has to pay a dollar. If there's 35 orders, mm-hmm. each teacher pays a dollar. Right?
Right.
Which is cool. No problem. Mm-hmm. But if three teachers just want to order, they're all not about to pay an extra $10 to have you bring their food.
But see, that's where.
From that one spot that you think is good.
Absolutely. But that's why we only focus on collective delivery. There's a minimum order amount in order for us to deliver. So there has to be at least.
Bro, there are so many barriers to this.
A lot of business.
It has to be a minimum order.
It has to be a minimum order.
Then we have to like make sure because if so I play Monopoly with my friends on an app.
Okay.
And I got like I got this group chat and we have to coordinate we need four people to play.
Okay.
So we're like, yo, what are we doing? Y'all playing? And then somebody, one other person be like, yo, what we doing? I'm with it. And then we got two. And then I got to drop this link, this code, because we all have the app. Mm-hmm. And there's two of us waiting on it. And one person might pop on. It's like three. Mm-hmm. And then we're waiting there for 10 minutes. And nobody else jumps on. So we all like waste our time. It's so frustrating Absolutely. To know that there's a possibility that I'll get ready to play, but we won't have all four.
Absolutely.
The frustration will be there will be many days where you don't have all 30 teachers.
That's definitely like one of the barriers.
There's a lot of barriers.
There's a lot of barriers.
There's a one, getting everybody on the same page. Absolutely. Two, getting everybody to order something throughout the week based on this restaurant. Right. If that one restaurant people aren't filling, it's over. Then you gotta find somebody else. You gotta re-educate all the teachers on the fact that, hey, this school is open. Outside of that, you gotta find somebody to be able to collectively manage all these orders and take the $30.
Absolutely.
And it's a flat $35, right?
Flat $35.
Which means if there's 100 orders, it's great, right?
Absolutely.
But not really, because now the person who's getting this $30, it's going to take them a lot longer to start managing, passing it out. And they're not going to want to do it for $30.
Well, not passing it out. It's only delivered to one location. So mm-hmm. we work with the schools. We have a liaison in the school that we deliver to one location.
And then the front desk lady drops off a hundred. There's 100 orders dropped off.
Absolutely.
And now she's either got to distribute or somebody comes up and picks up a bag. It's not their bag. If three people do that out of 100, everything's haywire. Now you got to go find who got your food. All of this for this company to make $5.
From a delivery fee. From the delivery fee, but from the service fee is where we get paid.
How much is the service fee?
30%. And it's based on quantity.
And you want teachers to pay on top of this extra dollar or on top of this delivery fee, you want teachers to pay a 30% premium on a restaurant they may or may not like.
That's why we work with the restaurant and we do send out surveys to see exactly what they want and see what's in the radius of what they want. Now, I get that the food options may be limited, but at the same time, we don't want to serve them, you know, heavy food and then they have the itis throughout
Some
the school.
Some people
day.
Want heavy food.
I understand that.
And let's say y'all get fancy and you have two restaurants to choose from. That'd be beneficial, right? Because the teachers can pick.
Right.
But now it triples the logistical nightmare.
Absolutely. And that's why we focus on the location from those restaurants. Like the restaurant that we have is only in a 3 or 4 mile radius. Whether,
I don't care if they're next to each other.
Okay.
Me, this service fee, I get $30. I got to go pick up orders from this one. And then I got to walk next door, pick up this one. And if anything's wrong in the bags, I'm not even talking about if someone else picks up the wrong bag. I'm saying they put onions on my burger and I specifically asked for no onions.
Right.
There's a lot of logistical nightmares to like face for this company, your company, to make $5. And how many schools do we have this service going on to make some money?
Well, in a 50-mile radius from our office, there's 87 schools in Georgia, but there's 70,000 teachers in Metro Atlanta.
No. I'm not talking about the teachers because you don't make money off the teachers.
Right.
You make money off the service fee. And I'm having a hard time believing that teachers who you said were on a budget are going to pay a 30% premium for one option. Okay, let's say I eat $20 worth of food.
Okay.
30% on the $20 is $6.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right up the street. I'm going to run up the street and go get my food and come back. I'm going to call, put in an order, say, hey, this is what I want. They'll get it ready. I'll drive up there, pick it up, come back, save my $6.
What if you get into a car accident on your way back?
Is that your defense on why this is a valuable service?
I'm just saying there's so many barriers in between the time when they leave the school and go to the restaurant and then come back to the school.
There's way more barriers getting from the restaurant, from the school to the restaurant or from the restaurant back to the school and distributing the food and making sure everybody has their right order. And if there's a bunch of orders, by the time you get back to me, it's cold. Half of it's cold, half of it. What if all of the food is cold? Your business is gonna crash. There's too many things between you and the business. A successful experience and the customer. There's too many barriers.
Gotcha.
I don't say people have bad ideas as entrepreneurs. This seems tough, though.
It's tough, but we can make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Okay.
We're definitely going to make it happen.
Okay. Service fee. Yes. I mean, delivery fee.
Yes.
Where'd you get this $5 delivery commission from?
We just did it based off of the quantity of food, because the baseball team has 35 people, 35 including coaches and team members. So we just did it based off of that number right there.
When they pay the $35, you know there's a processing fee in there, right?
2%.
2%, and that's going to get charged to you.
Absolutely.
Not them.
Yep.
So $35 times 2%, it's 70 cents. They're going to round. It's typically a percent plus an amount, an exchange fee or something like that. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, it'll be like 50 cent plus an exchange fee plus the 2% that the processing company is going to charge.
Absolutely.
So it might be $2 or so.
Yeah.
So does that $2 that's getting taken out of this 35 coming off the driver or the company?
It's coming off the driver.
So the driver will make $28.
Well, no. It'll come off the company.
So you make $3.
I make $3 off the delivery fee.
Okay. Let's say $3 off the delivery fee. You said there's how many schools in Metro Atlanta?
In Metro Atlanta, where there's 70,000 teachers. Which is based off 70,
but you don't make money off the teachers. How many schools are there in Metro Atlanta? I'll just Google it.
It's like,
how many schools in, let's use APS. APS. APS has 87 schools. Imagine getting a contract for all, like I'm talking about, you locked down all APS. That'd be good, right?
We need it.
3 times 87, you'll make $260 a delivery, even if you have every single school. Now, let's say these 87 schools, what's your minimum order? What's your average order? Well, you don't have an average yet.
Between 30 and 30.
And I see why people aren't buying this. This is a challenge.
It is a challenge. I'm up for the challenge. I'm a hustler.
Okay, so 87 schools. What's the minimum order that, like, before you start, how much you got to pay? How much does the order volume have to be?
Oh, it's $15. We started with $15. That's it. $15, the food on our platform is between $8 and $10. They get a wrap. They can get a salad. They can get a bowl with fries. Or not fries, but chips.
The minimum order, if I spend $20, we're cool.
Oh, absolutely. But
the challenge is, I'm not going to spend $20 because I'd have to absorb the whole $35 myself. So let's just make it make sense. Let's say out of 114 teachers, 30 of them actually order, which is going to be nearly impossible. And I hope we clip this up 2 years later and I say, Dave thought it was impossible, but look, it happened. I hope that happens for you, brother.
Absolutely.
$30 people all spending $20 is a $600 delivery. I mean, a $600 order. That would be good, right? Okay.
That's cool.
$600. That's your max and 30, your goal, hitting your goal. 30 people.
Absolutely.
All spending $20. The order is $600. Okay. We put a 30% premium on the $600. We make $180. So the plus the $3 plus three. So if we can get every school to spend $600 and we get 30 teachers collectively to order, we'd make $183 per school times $87, which means you would then make $16,000 every single week.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. I need 70 orders per month to hit 50K.
70 orders per month.
Mm-hmm.
You need 70 orders per month at 50K.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
So if we hit 70 orders per month each time they order within the calendar year, they have 180 days. But for the 10 months that they're in school, we're doing it twice a month. We hitting 60 orders pretty much every, well, 30 orders every week, every time they order.
Hold on. Okay. 30 orders. You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion, or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference? No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies, or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you. Orders every single month.
So meaning 70 orders per month is what we need to hit 50K.
70 orders per month. Where are you getting that math?
So if we do 30 times.
So about 30 teachers.
Yeah.
30 teachers.
30 teachers. 30 teachers times twice a month. So it's 30. So that's 60 orders for one school. But if we do that twice, then that's 120 orders per month, right?
30 orders twice a month, each school, right?
Right, right.
Let's say MLK, mm-hmm. 30 teachers order. Mm-hmm. And then they order again mm-hmm. the next time. Mm-hmm. Each school will max at 60 orders.
Right.
Right? Okay. Right. 60 orders. Okay. I'm with you on that. Keep going with the math.
Yeah. So we hit 70 orders per month, and then that, cause, and that's at a spend of $15, then we're trying to hit that 50. We're going to hit that 50.
That's not $50,000.
Okay.
70 orders per month is not $50,000.
For 10 months, because you said 16.
$50,000 in 10 months.
Yeah, in a year.
$5,000 a month.
Yes, yes, yeah. So we're trying to hit 70 orders per month, per school.
So, how many schools?
So if, basing it off of how we're doing it for the baseball team, because the baseball team orders between 30 and 35 every time they order. So we'll be delivering.
So the baseball team orders all the time.
They order Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and even on their game days.
Are they ordering through you?
Yes.
So you're making money with the baseball team.
Right.
How much?
So we still hit them with that 35 delivery fee. So that's 35 times three. And then we get the service fee as well. So their service fee is that 30% markup.
From the one restaurant?
From the one restaurant, right.
Are you getting any commission from that restaurant?
No. It's just them allowing us to pilot the program.
And the kids, how many kids are in the baseball? In the baseball
team? 35, roughly 35.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever gets the wrong bag?
Nah, because they always order the same thing. We don't give them too many options. We let the baseball coach pick exactly what meals they want. So we work with the...
The kids paying it or the baseball coach is paying it?
The baseball team. The baseball team is paying. Because the parents have to put money in order for them to provide meals for them before practices and game days.
I don't like it.
Hey, it's not for everybody
to like. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody to like. I get it.
It's just the math. That's, there are better what yo to get 80, because I think we said like even if you locked out all APS, And out of every single school, we got 30 teachers to order.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to max out at $15,000 a month. I'm telling you, there's way better ways, easier ways to make $15,000 a month. You could be a motivational speaker. And make 50. I'm saying, like, you could.
Put me on game. Let's do it. Put me on game.
Just saying, I just go speak at the schools. So all the schools give me $1,000 to come. I'd rather do that and make $80,000 a month.
That's, I mean, that's cool. $80,000 a month? That's not, I mean, of course, it's not a lot of money, but for.
That's a good amount of money. I'm just saying, and not even $1,000 isn't a large amount of money.
Right.
But if I'm in the schools, I would be figuring out a way to get every school to pay me $1,000 a month to provide some sort of service, and I'd rather make $87,000 that way.
But see, the thing is with the schools, like, you don't, they don't put money towards this. So we're not asking for no money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not this. I'm saying there's easier ways to make.
I understand that. I'm a hustler. I get out here and grind. I paid for airport tickets for 5 months straight to figure it out. So that's exactly what I'm doing.
That's a tough idea too.
It is tough. It's tough, but it's a pain point that's needed, because how else are teachers getting food? They won't be able to get food unless they bring their lunch, or they sending someone out to go get it.
Which makes more sense, because they don't got to pay your 30% premium or your $35.
Yeah, but if it's someone in the school system, then they figure they having the same pain points as a teacher would if they were going to get it. But this is only teachers. It's not other faculty in the school. This is not athletics. This is only teachers. This is only teachers. But again, we working with the baseball team and athletic programs to do the exact same thing for other programs in the city as well.
I'm interested in the athletics program because the athletic program feeds the kids.
Right.
All of them do that?
Yes. I mean, for game days, definitely game days, and some practices as well. They're focusing on nutrition right now. So
let me ask, I got to ask my boy real quick, because he runs like little football camps.
Yeah.
And I want to see how he feeds them.
My beloved brother.
Beloved. What's good, man?
What's good, man?
Man, you're live on the hot seat.
What's good, man? What's good, hot seat?
Man, I was just telling everybody the frustration on us getting a Monopoly game sometime, man, because two people got to be on and you're waiting on the third person. It's just a frustration thing.
Oh, yeah, man. It's diabolical, man.
It's diabolical. All right, so listen, let me ask you a question. When you coach football kids, does the program feed the kids?
So at the high school we do. So during the summer workouts, the state provides meals for them, like lunch, a breakfast and lunch. So they eat breakfast before workouts, then we give them lunch after workouts. And then during the season, we get a lot of community involvement from churches and co-ops in the neighborhood. And they donate like protein bars, Gatorades, a lot of bananas, bread, and peanut butter and jelly. So then we make the boys like peanut butter and jellies, give them fruit. They have snacks after practice and so on and so forth.
So and nobody orders like food from like a restaurant or nothing? Like pizza or something?
On game days we do. So Friday nights for game days, we get food, like we'll get Zaxby's or Wendy's or Chick-fil-A, something like that, for all the boys to eat.
Who goes to pick that up?
One of the coaches.
Okay, so one of the coaches go pick it up.
Yeah, like I've gone and picked it up before. Head coach will go get it. You know, sometimes it's Little Caesars pizza, sometimes it's Subway sandwiches. It just depends on what we got in the budget for that week.
Would you pay a service to go pick up the food for the kids?
Would we pay a service? No, because I mean, it's just a matter of us, you know, one of us just going up the street around the corner to pick the food up and bring it back.
No, that's what I was thinking. But my friend here has a service where he's doing it for, we said Riverdale? North Springs baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
North Springs baseball. Oh, you a North Springs brother? Yeah, they just be throwing away money.
Yeah.
Oh, the white side.
And then if you're doing it for baseball probably doesn't. It's not going to have as many coaches as we do. Like for instance, a football team. My football team last year at Central Gwinnett, we had 18 coaches.
Dang.
Somebody can go get that food. Baseball might have three coaches, two coaches.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? So they might not have the person to spare to go get the food, so they'll pay to go do it. But like I said, we got plenty of people that can go drive up the street to get the food.
Got it. Okay. All right, cool, man. That's all I want to know, man. I appreciate it. I'm gonna throw a bat signal in the chat, man. Hopefully we can get a game going today.
All right, man.
So you was in North Springs where they just want to play.
Man, Sandy Springs. Yeah, I'm in Sandy Springs. They got money to pay a service to do it, and that's the pain point, because that's one of the things that the coach communicated to me was. The parents would get them Zaxby's or Wendy's or Little Caesar pizzas, and that's not nutrition. They really want to focus on nutrition and healthy options.
Got it. Okay. All right. Anything I can help you with? Any questions you got? Because I hate to feel that I don't believe in your dream.
It's all good. You know what I mean? Nah, it's all right. It's all good. Everybody is not going to get it.
That's a fact.
And that's okay.
I was just talking to Ryan from the Gathering Spot. Well, we did an interview, and he was saying when they were talking about like Airbnb, he's like, yeah, why would somebody stay in someone else's house? Absolutely. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. So this is a I don't get it moment, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to be gotten somehow.
My man. Yeah, it's going to get gotten. It's going to get gotten.
You work a job too?
Do I have a job?
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Drive Uber and Lyft?
Nah, I'm a DJ.
You're a DJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a DJ. I have another logistics business that I run as well.
What's that logistics business?
So we're partnered with...
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game, because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years, where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet, because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL.
With a company that only does trade show, and they don't have any like home offices or anything like that. So we store, pick, pack, ship, inspect all of their trade show equipment and send it out to the different trade shows. They send it back for inspection and we inspect it, inventory it, and that's how we get paid.
Okay. What else do you do? Anything else?
Just DJ. Man, like I said, I'm an all around hustler, man. So what
company do you think is going to make you more money, the logistics business or the food delivery service?
Rush the Line.
Rush the Line.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes.
Like, yeah, just say it with your chest. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Reese, do you get it? How do you feel? How do you feel about the business?
I don't think it's going to do anything.
No?
No, just personally because, like I said, I'll just go get somebody.
Just go get something. Okay. All right, man. Listen, man, you're a hater. You're a hater, okay? And he's going to prove you wrong and me.
Go off.
Huh?
There's seniors that can go off campus.
Seniors do be going off campus.
It's too many people that can go and do it before I pay. I don't even like paying Uber.
See, see what I'm saying? He don't even like paying Uber.
That's okay. Right. He's cheap, though.
So. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's not for everybody.
I got to say, well, yeah.
No, it ain't for everybody, man. I mean, I understand that. But at the same time, like I said, I paid for airline tickets to get past security. And
that was wild.
Hey, had to do it. But
you had to do it. You got to try it out, bro. You don't know if it's going to work unless it's work.
You failed
for it. You try it with the airport. Try it with the teachers. I'm almost positive you're going to realize that this whole teacher thing is a terrible idea. But you might say, all right, well, let me find.
I'm not married to our market segment. I'm married to solving problems and solving those issues. That's what I'm married to. So it ain't about if it works in one segment. The only reason we stopped doing it in the airport because we got a cease and desist.
Dang.
Yeah. But you know why? But only reason why was because we were using, can I say brands on here? Okay. We were using Chick-fil-A images on our platform. So we were using Chick-fil-A images on our platform. And even after that 5 months, I was able to get a badge and park for free in the airport. So I know I can make it happen.
I think you're going to find out that the teacher thing is a terrible idea, but it might lead you to something else. It might lead you to baseball teams.
It might lead me to athletics, just athletic programs.
It might lead you to the club.
No, not to the club.
Why not?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah, bro. Nah.
I'm just saying, actually, when I hear Rush the Line, it's like, yo, if I could put in my order to get me in the club before, I don't go, but.
But you think about it, that's taking money out of the club's pocket if they are serving food inside that club.
No, not for the food. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like a pass to skip the line. When I hear Rush the Line, I'm like, yo, just skip the line. Skip the line. Let me just pay in advance to be a, yo, the feeling of walking up to the club, walking past all those regular humans. The average man.
Yeah.
And you just walk up and you just walk in. Yo, what's up, bro? You got your little inconspicuous band. Like, yo, I'm going to rush the line. You know what I mean? I pay for that.
Now, you can rush the line and get your food without having to worry about if it's going to be there, if somebody is coming to the spot looking a certain way. Because you think about it. Y'all just ordering food. Mm-hmm. Somebody deliver food here and it looks like they are not in the best place hygienically. Then y'all probably not gonna eat the food. But if you got a vetted service that's pulling up to your school, you know that they've already been background checked and they're delivering the food on time.
Uber and Lyft, they background check.
It's banned though. It's banned on the campuses though.
Right, yeah.
So how can you can't say that if they banned on the campus? They need a vetted service to come that's already background checked, verified with the school system to deliver that food. We're not in there for more than maybe 10 minutes at tops because we're not delivering it to each classroom. It's going to a teacher's lounge with their names and stuff on there. And the reasons why we partner with that one restaurant is because we're able to get those orders in the night before, and they're able to like separate those meals out. And the good thing about Clean Eats is that they do that. They put what ingredients that's not supposed to be on there, and even section them out for whomever order with the names and stuff on there. So it's easy, you know what I'm saying, in that regard, as far as from a logistics standpoint. They just got to get the order right. And that's
or
it.
Barbershops.
Barbershops too. Because back in the day,
not even the food, just like, can I get in restaurant? No, they got apps for that already.
Right? They got apps for that. We need secure people coming onto these campuses that's protecting our kids and teachers, man. I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like I said, I'm not married.
I really want you to prove me wrong.
Definitely.
I really want you to prove me wrong. I'm also excited to see what it leads to.
For sure.
Because how this led you here.
Yeah.
Right? Because while you were talking about the airport, if someone was like, yo, you need to go in schools, you'd be like, yo, no. It's all about the flight attendants, right? But it led you here.
It's all about flight attendants, gate agents, and pilots.
Right.
And that led me to school systems. Low-hanging fruit. There's some barriers to entry, but there's a bigger market for it. So,
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. Best of luck, man. Anything I can help you with?
Customer adoption, man. Like, what?
I don't know how you gonna adopt this, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Let me try. Okay, give me the question. Let me try.
Customer adoption, man. How are we going to get these teachers on the platform to order twice a month? What advice would you give me?
Take it out their check.
Take it out their check. Okay.
Take it out their check.
That's good.
Maybe we could work it out with the school system. They can sign up and just plug in what they want on the app, and somebody deliver it. The teacher thing is tough.
It's
man.
Tough, but it's a
I'm
lot.
I'm trying to get out of the mindset. I'm trying to like get on the other side to defend the point.
Think about the pain points. Security. Security is the biggest thing that's going on right now. Yeah. There was just a shooting on a college campus last week.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like these people that are not vetted are pulling up to these schools, dropping off food, and there's no telling what they're thinking.
I don't think there's been any like Uber or Lyft drivers that shot up the schools. It's the kids that's already there.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah,
I can see them like Uber drivers are like running rampant and shoot up. They're not.
No, they're not. But there was a reason why they banned them for coming on to.
Probably because kids was ordering food and they shouldn't.
And now
it's the same philosophy of why kids should have. Why kids should have uniforms. You know why they do that?
Yeah, so they won't be bullied, you know what I'm saying, by what they wear.
100%.
For sure.
So if one kid can order Uber Eats or DoorDash every day, I mean, other kids is like, yo, it causes a problem. So I don't think they made it a safety issue for not ordering Uber. I mean, not Uber, I keep saying Uber, like DoorDash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Uber Eats, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a safety issue.
Okay.
The kids are more dangerous than these drivers.
I feel you on that.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. So.
I feel that, bro.
Best of luck, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Figure it out.
Absolutely.
Come back in about 6 months and let me know what's working, what you pivoted to. Let me know. I think, the numbers are just scary for me. But if you had somebody pay it, somebody else will pay it.
Yeah, it is.
Good job, man.
With it, man. No, thank you.
Yeah. All right, so what do y'all think, real quick, man? Just what do y'all think about the idea? I'm actually looking at my phone now, so what do y'all think about the idea? Maybe some people, we like the team's idea better, okay? Somebody tell me, what are y'all thinking about the idea? Tomorrow, I want to know, what are we thinking, man? Is it a good idea? Athletic
teams? It's not an idea, it's a business, dog. It's a business.
I mean.
Come on, bro. It's a business. Idea ain't, we got a web platform that's up that people can order from. So
it is a business.
It's a business. It's not an idea.
Construction sites, no, because they could just do DoorDash, y'all. Teams, team by subscription.
Yep.
The idea is great. It's just going to be about the execution.
Facts.
That is a fact. Good idea, but lots of moving parts.
Facts.
Doctors, lawyers, and nurses, fine dining.
Boom.
Doctors, lawyers, and... No, but the problem is these delivery platforms can't get on the campus. So anywhere that the delivery platforms can go to, mm-hmm. it's a no-brainer. Build up the
somebody
team.
Somebody say concept. A hospital. They want us to move into hospitals.
Ah. It's going to make him because he has confidence about it. Yes, I agree. What's the problem he's solving? He needs to ask the teachers a large sector and get an idea if it's worth it. Teachers aren't ordering regularly. Oh, I should have asked. I'm about to ask Jan real quick. I'm about to ask Jan because she worked in the school system for mad long. I'm about to ask Jan. And we've been going into schools a lot lately, too.
Hey, David.
Yo, yo, what up?
Hey.
Hey, you're live on the hot seat.
I'm live on the hot seat?
You're just on. You're not in the hot seat, but you're here on the...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hey, just put your guard down. Everything is okay. So my friend here has an idea. So it's going to
be a business, bro.
It's a business. So he takes... DoorDash and Uber Eats can't go into schools. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So the challenge is teachers can't order food because DoorDash and Uber Eats doesn't go into the schools. Now, his concept is to get all the teachers to order from this one restaurant and he'll go get them. He'll go get the food twice a month. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the initial concept before I get into some other numbers?
I think it makes sense. I think he's certainly going to have to be innovative as far as how to get the food to the teachers. And then he needs to focus on not what he can't do, but what he can do. So, for instance, Uber Eats and DoorDash can't come to the schools to serve teachers. But who can do that? Because it is being done. There are businesses that actually come in, and then they set up and teachers are able to actually buy food during their lunchtime right there in the lobbies of the school.
Oh, there's companies that come bring food and you could buy. Oh, kind of how when we was kids, Chick-fil-A chicken biscuits in the morning.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So it's all about having, you know, the right insurance, having the right certification. What is it? Those, the food quality, I guess, if you will, certifications, those safety certifications and all of that. And you come and set up and sell or provide food.
His business is the actual delivery service. So he creates an agreement with a restaurant, a local restaurant.
That is correct.
And the teachers just put the order in. Here's the challenge I see. He has to get a certain amount of, it's a flat delivery fee of $35 that all the teachers share, mm-hmm. which means for it to make sense, he has to have a certain amount of people that are willing to share that number. Mm-hmm. So two people wouldn't order because now they got to pay an extra $17 to get some food from up the street. Mm-hmm. But also, the challenge I saw was, how are you going to get 20 teachers on the same page to order and get their order right?
Or do you just get with a partner that's already serving the school and the teachers in some way and get them to pay the flat fee for the teachers?
Hmm. Oh, maybe the restaurant to pay the flat fee.
The restaurant could pay the flat fee, but then there are other, or like he could get with the PTAs at each of the schools and say, hey, this is what I want to provide to your teachers. I want to do it monthly. I want to do it. However, there is this one flat fee that needs to be paid for all teachers. We don't want teachers to incur that cost. We want to be able to serve your teachers. We know that you are an organization that supports teachers around this type of thing. With fundraising and all of that, how might you partner with me to ensure that your teachers get quality food service?
Now, that's smart. That's good, because the Parent Teacher Association would just allocate that $70 a month twice a year.
Yeah, they have PTAs. They have foundations. There are schools. Schools have foundations within the schools. They have school governance councils. All of those types of organizations support what he's trying to do for teachers. So you would want to go through them. Those SGCs are the ones I was trying to get you with, you know, because they just have money they just need to give away. So you would get with them to say, hey, I want to serve this many teachers. There's this flat fee. You might even push to get them to pay for the cost of food, too. So, you know, if he partners with a restaurant is saying we'll charge $12 for a meal for a teacher a day. We'll give them three options. Present all of that to a PTA or a SGC or a foundation and say this is how much is needed in order to be able to serve your teachers. And then be prepared to talk about how it's innovation, how it addresses equity and morale. And that's a win. That's an easy one.
Dang, I told him his idea wasn't going to work.
Yeah, you did tell me it wasn't going to work.
I just couldn't see it, Jen. And so...
And also, we partners already with APS and Fulton County.
Yeah,
we
so... We've
been the suppliers.
So also, so there's a 30%... so the delivery fee is 30-something. 30% service fee, right?
But you're it's saying... It's based on the quantity. It's really based on the quantity.
Yeah, it's okay. Quantity. But you're, what you're saying, Jen, is like somebody might just... pay for the food and all that, and the teachers aren't going to pay anything. Or just
Yeah, they do that. That's what those organizations are for.
That's good.
And then it requires them to now do the vetting to make sure whoever they're partnering with or whoever they're paying for has all of the right licensures, certifications, you know, for food safety and all of that. And then, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Jen, we're going to get some equity in this company because we're going to partner on this joint. Let's She's been in the education space for 20-something years.
Let's get it.
So, all right. Yeah, 25.
Okay.
Thanks, man. All right.
See you later.
All right, bye.
Sorry, I didn't believe in you.
I appreciate it. No, I need that. I've been I've been against the odds all my life, man.
Have you talked to like teachers in the space, like administrators?
Absolutely.
And stuff?
My mom, she worked in the school system for 21 years.
Mm.
I'm from Carrollton.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So, that was some really good advice, bro.
Absolutely. And I'm definitely going to go through all of that.
That was really, really good.
Yeah, man. It's going down.
Okay, let me know, man. We'll partner with you.
Let's get it.
I like it now. Especially when you get the PTA to pay for it and maybe other organizations just to support the school.
Yep.
Because the teachers might need a relief, which is $600 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, $1,000 a month to support, adopt a school. People already know the struggles teachers go through.
Let's get it.
That's good. All right, y'all. I'm a believer again. And this part wasn't even actually on the hot seat. This was just for Instagram Live. So make sure y'all keep them notifications on for the lives. Okay. All right, y'all. Somebody laugh. I like it now. I do. She gave him groups to reach. That's good. Dope. I love it. Good. Okay. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all later. You can cut it, Zell. Good job, man.
If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're gonna like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.